At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Jay Beakley, 8 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey with you as well. College football is week one. Officially tonight, Mizzou, Central Arkansas, Kansas tomorrow night against Wagner at the booth. And then tonight is Cincinnati, Nebraska.
I know that I'm hard.
Yes, sir, baby. We already have the...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
no matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
The four-leg parlay with a 20% boost on it for tonight's game, as it is all Dylan Raiola in the house that Mahomes continues to thrive in. Nebraska -6.5. Dane Key, 60 more yards receiving, over 51.5. Dylan Raiola, 2 touchdown passes, and Dylan Raiola, 250 or more. They're all going to be watching. Put on a show, kid. 19-year-old lookalike of Patrick Mahomes. Why not be Patrick Mahomes in the house of Patrick Mahomes?
Well, he has a great opportunity as well. If he's going to be Patrick Mahomes and continue to look like him and dress like him and speak like him and act like him and, you know, do everything like him. He has an opportunity in front of a big audience tonight, too, because it's ESPN, and a lot of people will be watching just because for a lot of people, if it's on ESPN, they're going to watch. It's easy to find. We know where it is. It's a football game. People are excited about it. It's sold out. But this kid has an opportunity to really take people like me who think he's a fraud and change their minds about, you know, who he is and what he is. Because right now I look at him as a guy that is a Patrick Mahomes imposter. And so that's my impression of him. I watch him tonight. He goes out there and does some great things. I'm like, all right, he's kind of his own kid and whatnot. So I think he has an opportunity to kind of assert himself. But you know they're going to talk about the Mahomes comparisons all night long. And that's not fair to that kid, though, because there's going to be the expectation that he's going to be Patrick Mahomes. But also, too, he's kind of given himself the opportunity to look like Patrick Mahomes. So the conversation is going to be there. And in this day and age in NIL where these guys are getting paid money, the expectation is a lot different than it used to be.
I think it's also more important than just trying to put the haters down of him trying to look like Mahomes. I think it's also the expectations of what Nebraska football has kind of gotten back into the limelight. Like, I know every year people will say, well, it's always Nebraska's year. No, they have a five-star recruit quarterback into their system. They have Matt Rhule in their system, K-Eggs, Eggs, and football. And they have, you know, a new slate. Like, he started last year. They started off hot. Then they kind of dissipated, nailed it, throughout the season. This year, Cincinnati, different conferences, and it's in Arrowhead. So it's a nationally televised game. If Nebraska is going to live up to the hype, start off right out of the chute, because we talked about what happened with K-State, right? They got a Dublin. They kind of had a dud. You know, father and brother are fighting of the starting quarterback for K-State after the game. It turned into a whole blank show. Tonight, if Nebraska is that team of promise that we've kind of heard of the tea leaves of, like, don't sleep on the Cornhuskers this year. Big opportunity tonight against Cincinnati as you play in Arrowhead Stadium, sold out on ESPN in front of a lot of people watching, because look, it's Thursday night. This is the last Thursday before football officially kicks off in the NFL. Obviously next Thursday will be Dallas and Philadelphia game one. And then Friday is 8 days away from the Kansas City Chiefs kicking things off. But first, before we continue, shout out to Frank, the winner of the Booth Creek Wagyu.
There you go, Frank.
There you go. So shout out to Frank, the tank.
I like this opening though, cause it's a Big 12 versus a Big 10 school, which is kind of cool. Yep. Like 10 years ago, it wasn't that way at all. Neither team were in the leagues that they're in right now. And so things
one was
changed.
Actually in the Big 12.
Yeah, Nebraska. Yeah, that's right. Nebraska was in the Big 12. Cincinnati, I don't remember where they were, but Conference USA or whatever it was. I mean, they jumped around a lot also. But I think, you know, it's a good game because it's power fours that are meeting against each other, because I don't consider the Pac-12 a power anymore. So it's the power four conferences, and they're having this game. And it's a good way for kind of Nebraska to get onto the stage. They've been, for all intents and purposes, the Nebraska Cornhuskers, they've been pretty much a irrelevant program since the mid to late 90s when I was in college in Lawrence. And I remember finally beating Nebraska, and what an awesome feeling that was for a lot of people who had never seen that before at the University of Kansas. And so that was so much fun being down on the field. We beat Nebraska. It was great. But Nebraska hasn't been that power in a very long time. And Nebraska fans want their football team to be back. And so we'll see if this is Nebraska starting to, you know, get that crawl back up to the top, or if Nebraska is just going to be an 8-4 team basically for the rest of eternity, because they're wedged in that Big Ten conference, which is so hard to compete in with Ohio States and Michigans of the world. And, you know, some of these other schools in the Big Ten now from coast to coast makes it very difficult. So Nebraska goes out there tonight. You beat Cincinnati. You have a convincing win on opening night national audience, everybody's paying attention, people will buy into Nebraska. That's the beauty and the downfall, quite honestly, of these early season standalone games. Everybody's watching, and if you go out there and you nail it and you have a great performance, you can carry that for a couple of weeks into the regular season. You continue to win, and everybody's on the bandwagon. You lose these opening night games, it's hard to bounce back. Like, K-State's got an uphill battle the rest of the way because they lost a big-time game to a conference opponent. So they're already two games behind Iowa State, and the season's a day old, you know? So you got the beauty of it, and you've got the downfall of these standalone games. The winner makes out so good in a game like tonight.
Also tonight, Mizzou is playing Central Arkansas, and they will have quarterback in the first half and quarterback in the second half. Here's the man that rides the ship, Eli Drinkwitz, on that.
I felt like both quarterbacks played really well, really since the spring. I think they've both established a leadership with the team, as evidenced by both being voted captains, and just didn't feel like I could make a decision without a little bit more information, and I didn't want to rush the decision. I think the decision of the starting quarterback for me personally is something that I'm going to have a lot of conviction about, and I felt like both of those guys, like I said, have played winning football throughout camp, and I have a lot of confidence that both can execute at a high level. So really the only other thing to measure was to put them in live competition. Nowadays, I'm never going to do that in practice. Just because of the nature of college football now and the investments that we have in those positions. So the ability to play live football Thursday night, the ability to watch these guys prepare, see how they handle the preparation, I felt like was the best course of action. And that was the decision. Done that before, worked out pretty good.
So we'll see how things go tonight between Bo and Sam. Those are the two quarterbacks. Sam Horn will start the second half, Bo the first half, the transfer. But we'll see. But I don't understand like how you don't know who your quarterback is going into the first game of the year. And obviously Central Arkansas, the Missouri Tigers are 36.5-point favorites, so it shouldn't be a huge concern. But I
kind of love and hate a statement all at the same time. Like, I hate the fact, like, he's talking, I'm thinking, be a leader, make a hard decision, because that's what leaders have to do.
Yep.
The true test of leadership is not just being there at work, hey, rah, rah, rah. The best leaders show their true colors when situations are difficult. And it sure sounds like it's a difficult situation for Eli Drinkwitz to pick who he wants to be the starting quarterback. I mean, you could hear him kind of struggle with it. And at first I was like, well, if you have two, it means you don't have one. And that usually is kind of where we are. But then he says both of these guys are voted captains by their teammates, which tells you these are quality individuals out there, right? So I hate the fact that they're going in and he's the leader and he hasn't made that decision. But he followed it up immediately before I even could say be a leader and go out there and make the hard decision. He goes, I need more information. And that's the sign of a leader as well. You go out there and you don't make rash decisions, right? You get all the information from all of the people around you, and then you make that decision. And if he feels like he hasn't gotten all of the information that he needs to truly pick that starting quarterback, and he wants to use this game as kind of the litmus test and the deciding factor, kind of using it as a quote-unquote preseason game, I guess I don't necessarily hate that. He really talked me out of hating the fact that we're splitting time with both of these quarterbacks and really got me to think, no, he's actually doing what a leader is supposed to do. I'm not ready to make the decision because I don't have the information. And so until I get all the information where I truly feel convicted, I can't pick one of these starting quarterbacks. And maybe we'll see that kind of come to fruition in a game against Central Arkansas and see what happens. But after this game, you got to name a starting quarterback. But for this game, I get where he's coming from, man. And I appreciate the fact that he isn't making a rash decision on this one.
Either way, their season starts tonight. Nebraska starts tonight. KU's has already started. They'll play again tomorrow night against Wagner at the Booth in Lawrence. Coming up on the other side, a Bobby Witt Jr. stat plus the top 10 players entering the NFL season this year here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Beach. drop on a Thursday. Coming up a little bit later, dive more into what the Rashee Rice suspension was yesterday. Obviously, the six games. Take it. Get over it. Rip the Band-Aid off. But last night, the Royals victorious 12-1, right? Absolute show of offense. Bobby Witt Jr. was amazing with a huge hit. And Ryan Burgett, great arm. What a guy they found. Because for a lot of years, the Royals just could not develop pitching. And by God, are they doing something with pitching, because this guy, Ryan Burgett, has been great, or the Burger, we like to call him. And last night, gave up the solo home run early on, and then really nothing ever after that.
Was it.
And,
that was it for the White Sox yesterday.
Then the Royals kind of put a massacre of runs together, right? Like, I think they went up 6-1, and the White Sox were like, all right, well, we don't have a chance now. Let's just mail this thing in. And the Royals took advantage. They win. Seattle did win yesterday. San Diego almost came back, had a guy at third with a one-run game with two outs, couldn't knock him in. But again, you say three games out of the wild card. And I thought it was interesting because talking to Vern a couple weeks ago in the press box about Bobby Witt Jr. and how it's crazy how people will say he's had an off season, which to me is, I guess it's fine if you're holding to an expectation that he had last year where he finished runner up in the MVP. He will finish third as of right now, at least, in the MVP voting this year. Bobby Witt Jr., 155 hits and 521 at bats. That's a .298 average for those of you that still care about average. But his slash line, .354, .501 slug, and an OPS of .855, 74 RBIs, 34 stolen bases, and a slew of doubles as well. Bobby Witt Jr. on the year last year had 211 hits. Really great year, .332. The slash line, .389, .588, .977. This year, .298 average, .354, .501, .655 is the standard, always going to be that 2024 season. Kind of like the standard for Mahomes for a lot of people was that first season as a starter where he threw for 50 and 5,000. And if he doesn't throw for at least 45 touchdowns and 4,800 yards, it's not a typical Mahomes year. Now, again, these guys have built themselves into superstars because of their production, because sometimes that merits those type of things. But Bobby Witt Jr., 41 doubles, 4 triples, 19 home runs, and 34 stolen bases. So, again, 3 ahead of his stolen bases last year, 49 in his first year, really as a starter when he came in here as a Kansas City Royal. But again, well, I guess second year as a starter. But Bobby Witt Jr. in the last 2 years, or last year and this year, will finish top three in the MVP voting. Going to be hard for him to win one because guys like Aaron Judge exist, guys like Cal Raleigh this year exist, hitting 50 home runs and doing their thing. But are we going to start putting Mahomes or Bobby Witt Jr. in this sort of category where if he doesn't hit .332 or have 211 hits, which led the entire baseball world in hits last year, is that where they're going to hold him accountable to? Because he hasn't won the MVP. Mahomes did win the MVP his MVP season. There was nobody that deserved it more than him because of the numbers that he put up. But Bobby Witt Jr. is going to finish in the top three in F-WAR, which is now the stat that a lot of nerds enjoy. And he's going to do that in back-to-back years. He's going to finish in the top three in MVP in back-to-back years. And the reason that this team fights, and again, 15 or 16-game hitting streak, the last guy to do that for the Kansas City Royals, I think, was like Mike Sweeney. And other guys to do that are like David DeJesus as well, like goes way, way back. But you think about guys like this, like Bobby Witt Jr., why this team is good and why this team's reputation has changed. It's guys like Bobby Witt, because since he came up, they gave him the contract 2 years ago, he has produced, and the guy's probably going to hit .300. He's probably going to have 45 doubles, going to have 20 home runs, going to steal 40 bases. I mean, nails every single year, but the standard is what? Is it 2024 or is it, we just have the greatest baseball player on the planet right now?
Well, I think with Bobby Witt Jr., it's much different in baseball than it is in football. Football is a national sport. Baseball is a provincial, regional sport. And the way that Bobby Witt gets the recognition, it's different than in the NFL. In the NFL, you don't necessarily have to be a top team for everybody to know you're a top player because everybody's watching every game, whether you're watching Red Zone or however the case may be. with baseball, unless you're a winning team, there's a lot of people outside of your city that don't pay that much attention to you and to what you're doing. You know, the Yankees, they're the Yankees. Cal Raleigh's having an insane season right now in Seattle. Both of those teams are playoff teams right now. The Royals were a playoff team last year, but Aaron Judge, again, he had that type of season. I think for Bobby Witt to win the MVP, and this is going to sound harsh, the Royals have to jump out from the start, lead the division, never let it go, and he has to have a season like he did last year. And that, I feel like, is the baseball way of him getting the MVP, because again, it's not the NFL. There aren't people sitting around every single day watching every baseball game for every team like a lot of us do in the NFL. Now, the NFL has the advantage. It's one day a week. It's compact. It's noon. It's at three. You see everything by the time you go to bed that night, basically, for the entire week of the league. And so everybody has a good feel of what's going on in the NFL, who may be the best players and all that kind of stuff. In baseball, it's a lot harder because we don't have that national sport like we used to when baseball was the national pastime. And so I think for Bobby to win it, call it unfair, however you want to say it, that Royals team has to start hot. They have to be in first place. They have to lead the division. He has to play like it's 2024. And then I think he gets the opportunity to be the MVP. But until they do that, everybody's just going to default to Aaron Judge. As long as he continues to produce like this, it's like the default. I'll just go with Aaron Judge again. I'll just go with Aaron Judge. Oh, Cal Raleigh's hitting 50 homers. All right, we'll shift our vote there because this is a catcher who nobody's ever hit 50 home runs at that position before. So they're going to shift their attention there. It's ridiculous. Bobby Witt basically has to climb in baseball Mount Everest to get the ability to be the MVP because of the fact that they're not leading from wire to wire, and you're not the Yankees, and you're not the Cubs, and you're not the Dodgers. You know, those are the teams that get that kind of attention. Bobby's here, and so he has to go above and beyond to get that national attention that some of these other guys just automatically get.
So far in his young career, Bobby Witt Jr. finished fourth in Rookie of the Year in his first year, finished seventh in MVP voting in his second year, second in MVP voting, and an All-Star Gold Glover last year, and this year was an All-Star, will finish top three in MVP and possibly another Gold Glove. So at least we're getting the enjoyment.
Yeah, and for us, it's great. Like, we get to watch it, and if he doesn't get the MVP and the Nationals don't recognize, you know, kind of what he's done and what he's doing, you know, and really how he's been the catalyst in turning an organization around, hey, then so be it. It doesn't take away from our enjoyment watching him every night. Like, you just knew last night with the bases loaded and two out in a tie game at 1-1 with Bobby at the plate, you knew he was going to come through. And that's enjoyment for us, you know? I'd love to see him get the MVP. But again, you have to convince baseball fans on or baseball writers, I should say, on because it's just the writers for whatever reason. The broadcasters don't get a vote in this. It's just the mustard-stained shirt dorks that vote for this. You have to convince those folks that are just going to go Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh. It's a pretty good player here in the middle of the country.
Be kind of interesting, too, because last year I think a lot of people in the New York press were like, well, Aaron Judge is the best one. Look at his stats. He almost won the Triple Crown. There was no argument. Bobby Witt Jr. could have won it, but the fact that he got zero first-place votes was the shocker. Do you think this year, if Aaron Judge wins it, like, we'll then finally get fatigue of Aaron Judge? Because Cal Raleigh's doing things that, you know, catching, switch hitter.
I don't see how Aaron Judge right now can beat Cal Raleigh out, dude. I really don't, because you're making the case right here.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you just said, like, Aaron Judge hasn't played in the field since like May, it feels like, right? Like, he's not been out there every single day. He's not been the level that he was last year, obviously. Mm. That's tough to do. Cal Raleigh is doing stuff that we've never seen before and leading his team right now, anyway, into the postseason. To me, he is the MVP. Whose at-bats are we watching all the time now in baseball? Everybody's watching Cal Raleigh's at-bats. And somebody tweeted out yesterday, which I thought was really funny, can't wait for ESPN to break into all these college football games with Cal Raleigh updates like they did with Aaron Judge updates last year. You know, everybody was mad when they were breaking in on Aaron Judge and he was chasing the home run race. Let's see it with Cal Raleigh, because he's chasing it right now, too. He's having himself one hell of a career and or a season. And without Cal Raleigh, the Mariners aren't in this thing right now. They're not in the playoff chase. And so I think people are going to use that. And hopefully the Aaron Judge fatigue, you know, doesn't get the votes this year. And if you're going to vote for somebody, vote for Cal Raleigh, because that guy is having a historic season that we've never, ever even come close to seeing before.
Yeah, your awards for the season as of right now with about, I don't know, a month left, you'd say.
I think it's 29 games, I said, we got.
Aaron Judge, minus 120 to win the MVP of the American League. Cal Raleigh, minus 110. National League is Shohei Ohtani is the clear-cut favorite, minus 8,000. The next closest, Kyle Schwarber, at plus 1,300.
And then he'll sell you a house in Hawaii.
Yes. Your Cy Young Award winners in the American League, Tarik Skubal is minus 125. Garrett Crochet right on his tails at plus 100. And then the Cy Young, Paul Skeens, minus 5,000. Christopher Sanchez is plus 1,200. Yeah, so that one's over. Another award that is over is Nick Kurtz, minus 20,000 to win Rookie of the Year. The next closest is Roman Anthony at plus 1,800.
Holy.
Yeah. I owe Kramer lunch for that one. He called that about 2 months ago that Nick Kurtz would win the MVP, and this is when he was like plus 550.
Did he get some money in on that, I hope?
No, I'm going to take him to lunch because that was our bet. And then the National League, Cade Horton, plus 150. Isaac Collins, 185 are the two favorites over there as well. So, again, maybe Tarik Skubal finishes third and Bobby finishes fourth in the MVP voting, but at least you have to say in the next 3 to 5 years, Bobby Witt Jr. is always going to be a top five MVP candidate. Yeah. Whether you think he's having a down year or not, it depends on what standards you're holding him to. Are you holding him to, you know, 325, 30 home runs, 30 stolen bases, 35 doubles, all that sort of stuff, or what he has just always shown to do, which is lead the league in a category, sometimes two, sometimes three. Led the league last year and get in hits at 211, and led the baseball in three in an average of 332. In the American League. The year before that, triples, led the league, also led the league in caught stealing only 15 times, stole 49 bases. This year, he leads the league at doubles at 41 and continues to play one hell of a defensive shortstop for the Kansas City Royals. So we will see what Bobby Witt Jr. does as the Royals make this push, because if we've heard Q and Vern and JJ and all these guys say, this team goes the way Bobby Witt Jr. goes.
No doubt.
And right now, Bobby Witt Jr. is going very, very good right now for the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, he's your catalyst. I don't know the answer to that question, because I want to say, look, we, the collective, the football world, whatever it is, I'm not a stat guy, as you know, but I do believe that the football world holds Patrick Mahomes up to that 55,000 standard. Like every year, well, you know, he had 50 and 5,000 and whatnot. I'm like, okay, that was a different time. That was a different era. That was a different, you know, football team that he played on, but yet everybody holds him to that standard. Are we supposed to do that with a baseball player? Because I think it's harder in baseball to live up to that kind of standard than it is in football.
Right, because what, Ohtani's about to win his third MVP in a row?
He pitched five innings yesterday. Everybody lost their minds now, too.
So like, he's going to win again. There's no voting fatigue there. Judge going to win. Baseball's Cy Young's going to be Tarik Skubal in the AL. The NL is not going to be Chris Sale this year. It'll be Paul Skeens. But obviously, there is no fatigue in baseball, obviously, because it's going to be Ohtani and Judge. Ohtani and Judge. Kind of like Mike Trout's first, like, what, 5 years? He finished top three MVP in the first 5 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then injuries obviously plague, so we'll just stay away from that. We move on to football because Fox Sports has ranked their top 10 overall players entering the 2025 NFL season. Do you guys want to take a stab at who number one is?
Well, I would say it's Patrick Mahomes and everybody else, but I know that's not the right answer.
Mahomes is third on this list. The two names in front of him are Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. The reigning and defending MVPs of the league. Lamar Jackson, number one. Josh Allen, number two. Patrick Mahomes, as mentioned, number three, followed by Myles Garrett and Saquon Barkley to top out your top five of the NFL's top 10 of Fox Sports.
Right. This is according to the NFL writing staff for Fox Sports, and I would go back to them and go, this is why you're a writer and not in the front office. But if you were in the front office of an organization, are you really taking Lamar and Josh Allen over Patrick Mahomes?
No.
Ask yourself that. That's the say it out loud test that I do for these all the time. Everybody wants to have a hot take. Everybody wants something different. I saw the Super Bowl logo today. It's green and purple, so that means the Eagles and Ravens will probably be in the Super Bowl.
No, it means it's going to be the Jets and the Vikings.
Oh, God, that would be great if it was.
We're all Vikings fans that day.
I mean, the Jets and Vikings in the Super Bowl would break the world. You know, two teams that
could you imagine
that history of success.
Could you imagine that as your Super Bowl matchup? All right, on the main stage, we got J.J. McCarthy and Justin Fields.
Oh, God. Like, the NFL wouldn't allow that to happen. But anyway, So that's why I asked, like, if you're going to start a team, not one sane individual is taking anybody over Patrick Mahomes if they were starting a team. And so the best overall players, Lamar and Josh are great. I love both of them. I love Lamar like he's my son, like he's Alex Gold. Josh, I like. I don't, you know, whatever. He's our rival and whatnot, and I don't want to see him have all that success. But they're not better than Patrick Mahomes when it comes to winning. They're awesome, but they're not better than Patrick Mahomes. There's nobody better than Patrick Mahomes.
Hard Knocks is making it really hard for me not to like Josh Allen. Like, the man crush is getting big because I watched episode 3 last night, and they were playing the Bears in a joint practice. And he's like,
I watched this.
He's
too,
like,
yes.
Why are their jerseys like blue? Yeah. And then the guy next to him was like, because we're in white and they're in blue. He's like, oh yeah, I'm just a dumb idiot.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, it's not a scrimmage. My bad.
He's like, no, we're not. Yeah, it's like
we're not playing each other. Playing ourselves.
He's
yeah,
like, yeah, we're playing the Bears in a practice. It's like, come on, Josh. To round out the top 10, number 6, Justin Jefferson. Number 7, Ja'Marr Chase. Number 8, Joe Burrow. Again, that was one LSU college football team.
It's crazy.
The greatest offense we've ever seen in college sports. And then Tristan Wirfs is 9, and Patrick Surtain the 2nd is 10.
I like we got Tristan Wirfs at number 9. I think that's good.
Yeah, it's awesome. Honestly, I like the 10 guys that are in this. The order could be changed. Like, obviously, Mahomes needs to be 1. Jefferson could be higher, but the guys are good.
I think you could put Burrow and Myles Garrett and switch those, or I think you could switch Joe Burrow and Saquon Barkley.
I find it hard to have guys that aren't quarterbacks on the top of that list when you have this collection of Lamar, Josh, Patrick, and Joe.
Because you look at Cleveland, like Myles Garrett's the best player on that roster, and one of the reasons why they are successful or in the hunt of anything is because of what Myles Garrett brings to the defensive side of that football. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley goes to Philadelphia last year, kind of got them over the hump and led them to a Super Bowl victory and led Jalen Hurts to have a much more relaxed season. He could lean on even more than A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, and company.
Of the top 8, because I'm not including 9 and 10 because it's defense and you know, left lineman.
Yeah.
Of the top 8, which guys are not on this team next year or in the top 8 next year?
Myles Garrett.
Yeah, it's the only one.
See, I'm going to say Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, there's a chance. Those are the two
chances. Based on his career arc, that's all I'm going on. It's up, down, up, down, up, down. So,
because we know Burrow and Chase are staying put. Chase just got signed. Justin Jefferson got signed a couple years ago. He's staying put. Mahomes ain't leaving. Allen ain't leaving. And Lamar ain't leaving.
That's right.
So you're left with Myles Garrett and Saquon Barkley.
Uh-huh. Myles Garrett did just get signed. But
huge contract.
They could trade him. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Someone could take it.
But I just mean not on their team, but like in the top 8 next year.
Oh.
Sorry. Okay.
I will still take Myles Garrett.
I would probably take Saquon. I think I agree with you, Bob. I think I would take Saquon. Yeah, sorry, misunderstood the question. Yeah. I mean, last year was just so incredible. You can't top what you did last year. It's kind of like you mentioned with the 50 and 5,000. We're all going to be waiting for 2,000 yards from Saquon, and ain't going to happen
again.
See,
I'll take the under on everything for Saquon Barkley this year. Just because, again, his career arc has shown us that. We've seen what happens the year after a Super Bowl with a lot of people not in Kansas City. They tend to take a step backwards. And so for me, while this is how Las Vegas gets built, everybody's probably throwing their money at the overs for Saquon this year. I would take a step back and I would say I would take the under. Now, I could be completely wrong and Saquon may prove me wrong. But again, I've got a body of work to judge on. It's up, down, up, down, up, down. And now everybody's gunning for you. And I know the Super Bowl didn't go our way. Saquon Barkley was useless in that Super Bowl. Steve Spagnuolo shut him down. So if you're a defensive coordinator, why aren't you taking those plays that Steve Spagnuolo had in the Super Bowl against Saquon Barkley and use that all season long when you're getting ready to face the Philadelphia Eagles? Because if the Chiefs can make Saquon Barkley a non-factor, other defensive coordinators may have the ability to do that as well.
Or the Chiefs fell right into their plan.
Could be, yeah.
They think we're going to use Saquon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're not. We're going to let Justin Fields. We're going to let Jalen Hurts do his thing. Speaking of doing their thing, the University of North Carolina head football coach Bill Belichick and his girlfriend Jordan Hudson are looking to spin critics of their relationship into a successful business venture. According to the guy, Darren Revelle, Belichick and Hudson filed a trademark for the term gold digger with the intention of using it to produce a line of jewelry and keychains. Gold digger is one of many trademark filings made from Belichick and his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, including Chapel Bill.
I do like Chapel Bill. That's cool.
Chapel Bill's cool.
Bellustrator. Trail of Salty Tears. That's
I'm not a fan of that one. That's got a bad connotation.
Yeah,
man.
Don't like that.
No
Days Off and the Belichick Way. Those are all sort of things. But Belichick in 73 is about to embark on his first season as head coach at North Carolina after winning 6 Super Bowls as head coach of New England Patriots from 2000 to 2023. Thank you for the stat there, Darren Revelle. We appreciate that. But there's just no chance that I'm ever going to buy any jewelry. And like, that's not something that you lean into. Like, Dirty Werewolf is funny and kind of interesting, but like, Gold Digger, that's like you're admitting what you're doing.
Yeah, that's like, that's a bad look
you're
for
leaning,
her.
That's the definition of leaning into it. Like, you're a heel. Okay, I'm going to lean into a heel role. You're a babyface. I'm going to lean into the babyface. You're biased. You're a homer. Lean into that. Leaning into the fact that you are doing this for money, I'm not into that. I don't think that's a good, I mean, whatever, do your thing, I guess, whatever makes you happy in life, but I don't think that's the one I would lean into.
Well, I just
Trail of Salty Tears.
Yeah, that's really,
that's a bad taste. The whole thing's in bad taste, really.
Do a history lesson at Chapel Bill.
Yeah, the whole thing is just disgusting, quite honestly, and I don't think there's anybody in football, college, or pro that's under more scrutiny this year than Bill Belichick is going to be. He better win right away. I mean, you play Monday night, right? That's your first game. You got a lot of alums. We've heard it. They're embarrassed by what's going on down there, whether they should be or not. Look, they've sold out every game. People are excited about it. But when the money people get embarrassed and they start complaining and they start, you know, talking about all of that kind of stuff, I'm sure a guy like Bill Belichick has to be concerned that he is on a little bit of shaky ground. And if they don't win right away, then all of this stuff that he's doing and all of this circus that's taking place, It's very Les Miles-ish from what he did at the University of Kansas to me. This is kind of what this reminds me of. And I think when I look at Bill Belichick right now, you better come out of the gate fast. You better win right away because the alumni base is not going to put up with all of that nonsense and embarrassing their school if you're not giving them wins on top of that. So I think it's a crunch time, if you will, for Bill Belichick. He's got to win right away. There is no grace period out there for him right now. It's just really weird to see this guy and the way that he's changed and the way that he's gone from this buttoned up NFL head coach that was arguably the greatest of all time to some guy who's chasing a 26-year-old girlfriend around and doing everything she says.
Coming up on the other side, this guy chased around a girl but finally put a ring on it. Now he's having one hell of a week, and there also are props. That's right. Wedding props for Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. We'll dive into how funny this is on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Back at it at the 8 o'clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan. Fesco, Dusty, Mac, all with you. Shout out to my guy Dylan, who just absolutely freaked out the boss, Steven Spector. So my guy Dylan, who listens to the show daily, loves the show. We appreciate you. Heard us talking about deer meat the other day. Said he had a bunch that he was willing to give to me because I love making deer chili, some deer loin in there, some deer sausage. So when the first Chiefs game happens on Friday night, cut the deer sausage up, get some cheese and crackers. Hang it down.
Nice.
And then Spec comes in here with the bag of it because we're doing the show, and he goes, a bunch of deer meat from a guy named Dylan. Are you expecting this? Like, seeing his face holding the deer meat, I never thought Spectre would ever do that in his life. What a joy that was. Never had venison, probably in his life.
No, he has. We were talking about it, and I said, have you ever had deer? Because I think maybe one time I had some deer jerky or something. It's never
fantastic.
Been something that I've been interested in. I don't know why. I just haven't. You know?
So if I make deer chili with that meat and I bring it in, would you try it?
I would absolutely try it. Yeah. I've just never been in that. Like, I've had elk chili. I find elk to be awesome. I don't know if you've ever had elk before.
Not.
Oh, my
I would love
God.
To try it.
Elk chili, you talk about something that's really good. Elk chili was out of this world.
So I can't wait.
I'd be willing to try. Yeah, I have no problem trying. I've just never been in a situation where somebody I was somewhere, maybe it was this summer, and somebody had a piece of deer and I had a piece of it was what it was.
You know? One for you.
Yeah.
But no, I'll make it. Obviously, I'm going to wait till it gets colder. I'm not going to make it and be like, hey, it's an 85 degree day. Here, try this chili. Like, I hated it. But when it's like 30 degrees outside, you're like, oh, you made that deer chili? Bring it in. I'll try it. You'll enjoy it. It's hard to distinguish, like, when you're eating the ground beef and you're eating the deer. Like, I don't know. The venison is just, it's a great binder for the chili. So shout out to Dylan. Thank you very much for doing a nice thing for somebody. Because it will change my day, week, and month, and year. Because I we'll plan on eating that in its entirety. Kelce having a pretty good week as he partnered with American Eagle with his True Colors brand.
It spent way too much time on this website yesterday, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, so he's that collaboration. I know I've worn the sweater before. You've probably seen the True Colors. It's like a throwback vintage look. And now we'll be partnered with American Eagle. So engagement, article of clothing being sold. Obviously, that stuff will probably sell quickly off the shelves and probably rather expensive, I would assume.
No, but it's not. Okay. And because that's what I thought, right? And so I clicked on like the press release from American Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff starts at $14.95. And the highest priced item, take a guess what you think the highest priced item is going to be in this Travis Kelce collection.
$110.
$179.
Okay.
So
that's how much the sweatshirt was.
I thought we were going to see... I didn't know what we
$250, $300 pair of jeans,
right,
stuff like that.
All that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like stuff that you look at, you go, it doesn't even look that good, and I'm not paying that kind of price. You know, I was looking at some website yesterday, a pair of sneakers were like $360 or something. Like, Are you kidding me? People are paying this kind of stuff. But Travis's stuff is actually very, very affordable for what I expected, you know, it to be. And so I'm actually kind of excited about this. He's got this flannel kind of shirt that he has that I kind of like, and I was looking at that. It's like $79. That's not bad. That's what you're paying for a pair of Bird Dog shorts anyway. And then the best part about this, if you order online, you can afterpay it for easy payments of $20.
Of course. Big afterpay guy over there.
Why not? I mean, they're offering it to me. Why not do it that way?
Yeah,
right?
You can also do that with your DoorDash as well. You can eat it, and 3 days later, you can pay for it.
Yeah.
Speaking of the week they had, so offshore betting, threw out a bunch of odds yesterday of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's story revolving their wedding. Kind of funny because they give you odds on like bachelor party, bachelorette party, best man, best or bridesmaid.
Well, the best man's Jason.
Yeah, we knew that already.
So, yeah, the odds for Jason to be the best man are insane.
It's about as high as Paul Skeensby, NL Cy Young. But bachelor party for Travis Kelce is favored at Las Vegas at +175. The other names on the list are Miami, Austin, New Orleans, Nashville, San Diego.
Good spot.
They got a house. If Andy Reid will let them rent it out, no chance.
No.
Hey, Andy, can I borrow the house in Dana Point for the bachelor party? No.
No, thank you. The bachelorette party for Taylor Swift, the favorite again, Las Vegas, but then New York City, Los Angeles, Nashville, and Austin. Glad to see Nashville because that's what I called yesterday.
Yeah.
So +500 for Nashville, +200 for Las Vegas.
I like the sneaky one, Napa. It's 16-1 for her bachelorette party. That feels like good odds to me. I don't know why, but that one just kind of stands out a little bit for me on that one.
Charleston also could be a sleeper at +2,000.
Could be.
Then their honeymoon odds. Leading the way is Hawaii, followed by Europe, the Caribbean, Florida, Asia, South America, Africa, and then New Orleans.
Why is New Orleans on the list?
For the honeymoon? Where's Lake of the Ozarks?
No doubt. Bachelor party.
My bad.
Not honeymoon.
My fault.
That wasn't on the bachelor party list either.
No,
interesting.
It wasn't.
Yeah, wait, New Orleans.
And maybe because of the Super Bowl they lost, so you got to go back and get revenge.
I don't know. Yeah.
For me, if I'm going to bet on the honeymoon, I'm going to go two different ways. I'm going to either go Africa or Asia.
Mm-hmm.
North America, Asia.
Right? You could see Asia, right?
Yeah, for sure. I could definitely see that.
You could see Africa as well. Like I could see them on like a safari. I'm just thinking of like something that is extremely awesome that, you know, you and I would probably never get the opportunity to do. Like I could see them on like a safari or somewhere, some islands in Asia or something like that. Like, and then that place becomes the biggest spot to go to in the world,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. It's a spot in a little, in a nook of a country no one knows about, and all of a sudden blows up.
That's right. And everybody wants to go to wherever now because that's where Taylor and Travis had their honeymoon.
Well, you saw yesterday probably in every jewelry store that you could follow, they were like pushing engagement rings. They had like her style in there.
Makes sense.
Know, just, you know, keep going with the trend. The marriage date, which I thought was interesting, yes, on or before July 4th, 2026, -120, or no, after July 4th, -120. July 4th.
Well,
is that a popular wedding day to get married on the 4th of July?
I think the way that I interpret it is that around the football calendar. Like, if you don't get married by July 4th, odds of Andy Reid showing up, probably not good. Patrick, you know, all that kind of
stuff. Like, gotcha. So, that makes sense.
Because to me, if you're not going to do it before, you know, football next year and during that summer part, then you got to wait an entire calendar because you can't you know, do it during the season because
of Andy and your guys there. Come on.
Yeah. But that's the other one. How many current or former NFL players will be in Kelce's wedding party? And the number's at 1.5. Jason's a lock. Do you think there will be a second person in the wedding party that is a current or former NFL player?
Yes, Mahomes.
I think that's the leader, right? I don't know who else it would be.
I do.
Olsen?
No. Who's that former tight end that he runs around with that used to play for the Chiefs that's like his best friend?
Noah Gray?
No.
Mr. Steal Your Girl? Or is that Noah Gray from Oklahoma?
Not Blake
about,
Bell.
You're talking about the Belldozer?
No,
yeah, okay.
I am not. Damn it, I can't remember the guy's name.
We don't have a text line. Our boss got rid of it.
But it's his best.
I don't know why I'm not coming up with the tight ends right now. I'm sorry, Bob.
Robert Tonyan?
Nope.
Former tight end that he used to run around with?
Yep.
That he played
with? No, still, yeah, played here.
And now he's somewhere else?
Anthony Fasano?
Nope.
Just like digging my bag here. Chiefs tight ends. Fortson? Like,
a designer shoe warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com. Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I don't know. I'm just...
Nope.
Well, then we're out of options. Yeah. And
out of time. We're definitely not out of options.
Well, nobody's getting it right, and it's not great right now. We're just scanning the internet. So maybe we can find out during the break. When we come back, we'll get into this Rashee Rice news that broke yesterday about the 6-game suspension here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.